welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Welcome to this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we're going to be listening to recordings made by one of the finest vocalists from our time period, and that is Helen Forrest. Well, Helen is remembered particularly for the warmth of her voice and those marvelous in skills at interpretation. Her talent in, well, she matched lyrics to the music of the big bands, starting in the swing era and going on for decades. Lovely, rich voice, and she's a welcome visitor to I've Heard That Song Before on many occasions, and on the first Sunday of September, we always I like to have a special program dedicated simply to her. So that's what we'll hear this morning, and we started out with Helen in 1949 with the song Give Me a Song with a Beautiful Melody, which I hope will be the trend for this morning. I'm sure it will be, with music from all those wonderful songwriters. That was written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, who produced many songs with beautiful melodies themselves. Well, Helen started out her career during the swing era, around 1938-39, and she sang with several of the big bands that were flourishing around then, and went on to have a very successful solo career, as I mentioned. Helen was born in Atlantic City, New Jersey, in 1917. She began singing in her teens, actually with her brother's band, and that was in Washington, D.C. She joined Artie Shaw in 1938, when she was following in the footsteps of Billie Holiday, who sang briefly with the Shaw Band. Well, Helen was rather different in style from Billie Holiday, but she quickly established her credentials with the band, and there's that warm voice and that very clear, that natural timing. So we're going to hear two songs from that time, both from 1939. We will hear a Rodgers and Hart number called I Didn't Know What Time It Was. And then we will also hear a number written by Peter DeRose and Mitchell Parrish. I think you've probably heard this one before. It's called Deep Purple. So two recordings from Helen Forrest with Artie Shaw from 1939. And we will start with I Didn't Know What Time It Was.
Again, I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover will always meet here in my deep purple dreams.
Was Helen Forrest with the Artie Shaw Orchestra, Deep Purple from 1939. And we started out with another recording she made with Artie Shaw in that year, I Didn't Know What Time It Was, written by the great songwriting team of Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. Well, as I mentioned, we are celebrating the work of Helen Forrest today, one of the loveliest singers around in the previous century. And we're into 1939 now, and she moved on at this point to the band led by Benny Goodman, who was doing pretty well at the time. And she stayed with them for a couple of years. While she was there, their collaboration produced some very nice music. Goodman at this point was moving on a little bit from the enormous success of his swing band into a more broadly based style, and is helped along particularly by arrangers like Fletcher Henderson and Eddie Sota, amongst the many fine female vocalists on his roster. Helen Forrest certainly ranks among the best of them. We'll hear two recordings from this time. First, from 1940, their interpretation of the lovely Walter Donaldson, Johnny Mercer number, Mr. Meadowlark. And then from 1941, we'll hear them with a number written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen called It's Always You. So two numbers from Helen Forrest with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. We'll hear first Mr. Meadowlark and then It's Always You. Thank you.
meadow lark, we've got an awful lot of serenading to do. Mr. Meadow Lark, I'm just a city slicker, and I'm counting on you. He's got a country gal who whistles, my whistle is thin. So when I begin, that's where you come in. Oh, Mr. Meadowlark, if you should cop a gander when he's kissing this chick, needless to remark, I hope you'll have the decency to exit. But quick, if Mrs. M thinks you're outstepping, I'll make it all right. Mr. Meadowlark, meet me in the dark
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we're listening to recordings made by Helen Forrest, a very fine vocalist from the, 20th century, I guess you'd have to say. She started out in about the late 1930s and her career went on for decades. We just heard her from the early 1940s with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. It's Always You, written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. And before that, Mr. Meadowlark, from the very fine songwriting team of Walter Donaldson and Johnny Mercer. Oh, we're going to move on to 1941 and two recordings that Helen Forrest made with her third band leader, the third band that she sung with at this time, and that's Harry James. Well, she spent 2 years with the James Orchestra and they had some very big hits together. It was actually during this time that she was voted the top female performer in the United States. Well, we were moving at this point out of the swing era and into more mainstream work by the big bands. And Harry James, as part of this move, he's tended to give a higher profile to his vocalists than perhaps Benny Goodman and Shaw and the early big bands had done. And he also used some very specially prepared arrangements. And the combination of that rich, warm voice from Helen and Harry James' unique style, in particular with his trumpet, well, they resonated very much with the fans during those early war years. She had two pretty memorable years with Harry James. We're going to hear two recordings, as I mentioned, from 1941. We'll hear first a Julie Stein, Frank Lesser piece called I Don't Want to Walk Without You. And we'll follow that up with the song Make Love to Me, written by Kim Gannon, Paul Mann, and Stephen Weiss. So two more recordings from the lovely voice of Helen Forrest, along with the Harry James Orchestra. And we'll start with I Don't Want to Walk Without You.
No.
instead of making conversation, make love to me, make love to me, my darling. While there is still a moment, must I extend an invitation? Make love to me, make love to me, my darling. Tonight will end so soon. There are moments when my lips tonight my lips are only for caressing. But how about you? Before the mood that I'm in changes, make love to me, make love to me, my darling. I'm so in
we just heard from Helen Forrest with the Harry James Orchestra, I Don't Want to Walk Without You. And we also heard Make Love to Me, both from 1941.
Bold, fresh, and uncompromisingly different since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
As schools reopen this fall, the health and safety of students and staff is our top priority. Elementary schools will have in-class instruction 5 days a week. The majority of secondary students will start the year with an adapted model of part-time classroom attendance. To keep everyone safe, steps are being taken to maintain physical distancing through the use of social groupings, lunch in classrooms, and limited interaction among students and staff. To learn about other health and safety measures in our schools, please visit ontario.ca/reopening schools, paid for by the Government of Ontario.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We are celebrating the work of Helen Forrest today. She of the gorgeous voice sang with some of the big bands and then went on to have a long and very successful solo career. We're focusing on her at the earlier part of her career. I think we started out in 1938 and we're going to go as far as 1950 this morning. She just had a gorgeous voice. She's so warm and easy with her lyrics. She makes it seem effortless, and perhaps it was for her. Well, Helen left the Harry James Orchestra in 1943, and then she set out on that solo career that I mentioned, as I said. This continued well into the 1990s. That's a pretty impressive career by any standards. Well, we're going to hear some work she did in 1945, 1946, the mid-1940s, with a colleague of hers, a male vocalist, and that's Dick Hames. I believe he had also sung with the Harry James Orchestra, and possibly with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, I'm not sure. But he had a very rich, warm baritone and went on to have a good solo career as well. Well, in the 1940s, he was, for a time, host of a radio show on Saturday nights. This is what you heard on your radio. Isn't that great? And Helen often appeared on the show with Dick Hames. Around this time, and of course they performed duets on the show, and they also recorded quite a few of them, and we'll hear a couple of those this morning. From 1945, we're going to listen to Oh, What It Seemed to Be, and that's written by Benny Benjamin, Frankie Carl, and George David Weiss. And then, a favourite song of mine, it's been performed by so many, and I'm thinking of one by Bing Crosby, and I think it's, I'm not quite sure, Patti Page. Till We Meet Again. Dick Hames and Helen Forrest recorded this in 1946. It was written by Richard Whiting with lyrics by Raymond Egan. So here we'll have Dick Hames and Helen Forrest, two duets, and we'll start with Oh, What It Seemed to Be.
It was just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball, with costumes and all. 'Cause you were at the dance with me.
It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars. 'Cause you were on the train with me.
And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me.
It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me.
Now it was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there. 'Cause you brought all the world to me.
And when I kissed you, was more than just a thrill for me.
It was a promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me.
It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. Oh, what it seemed. It was like a royal affair, with everyone there.
'Cause you said, yes, I do. Said adieu when the clouds roll by, I'll come to you.
Then the skies will seem more blue down in Lover's Lane, my
tear will be a memory. So wait and pray each night for me till we meet again.
Said adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you.
Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dear one, wedding bells will ring so merrily.
Just been listening to Helen Forrest and Dick Hames from the 1940s. They brought us two duets, Till We Meet Again from 1946. And they also joined us with Oh, What It Seemed to Be. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're celebrating the career and work of a very fine singer, Helen Forrest. She sang with the big bands and then went on to have a long and very successful solo career. And I always enjoy listening to Helen. I hope you do too. And we hear her throughout the year. And this first Sunday in September, we try to feature her, just her work, along with all those wonderful musicians. We're now going to hear some songs from later on. And we'll have three more from the 1940s. From 1944, she's accompanied by Camerata and his orchestra with the song Time Waits for No One, written by Charles Tobias and Cliff Friend. Then we'll move to 1947, and we'll hear two recordings from that time. First of all, from the songwriting team of Jarvis and Venuti, songs called Ain't Doing Bad, Doing Nothing. And also from that year, a lovely song that was featured in the movie Singing in the Rain in 1951, but of course had been around for quite a while, written by Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown. The song is called You Were Meant for Me. Helen is bringing it to us, accompanied by the Four Woodsmen and an orchestra led by Hal Mooney. And that'll be You Were Meant for Me from 1947. And we'll start with Time Waits for No One. This is Helen Forrest.
You by it rolls on forever like the clouds in the sky. Time waits for no one, goes on endlessly. It's just like a to the sea. You'll find that love is like this. take love while we may. have sent you, and they meant you just for me.
This morning we are listening to songs recorded by one of the loveliest singers in the first half and also the second half of the 20th century, and that is Helen Forrest. We just heard her from the 1940s, the mid to late 1940s. Started out with Time Waits for No One, and follow that up with Ain't Doing Bad, Doing Nothing. We just heard You Were Meant for Me, written by Arthur Freed and Natio Herb Brown. Well, in the late 40s and into the very early 50s, Helen Lee recorded transcriptions of music in New York for the World Program Service. And she essentially was recording some of the great popular and jazz standards, and she was usually accompanied by an orchestra led by Carmen Dragon. They included some of her nicest recordings, and it really does showcase her voice quite beautifully in these classic songs. Well, we're going to end with three of these recordings this morning, all from 1950. We'll start with I Keep Telling My Heart, which was written by Gwen Lind and Gladys Mathewson. Then a George and Ira Gershwin number, Someone to Watch Over Me. And we'll start with I Keep Telling My Heart.
telling my heart that dreams come true. Somebody I'm longing to see, I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome. To my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him please to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need
approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today, and please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. Well, our last number today, and for our final song this morning, we'll hear one written by Gus Kahn and Isham Jones. The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else. This is Helen Forrest.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. Strong for somebody else. The hand I hold belongs to somebody else.